ngữ pháp và cách dùng từ.
1. To wash in Vietnamese. The English verb to wash corresponds to different verbs in Vietnamese, depending on the object the verb takes. When you wash your clothes, you will use
giặt, giặt quần áo, máy giặt.
When you wash your hands, feet, or legs,
rửa
should be used.
Rửa tay, rửa chân. Rửa
is used for food and kitchen utensils as well.
Rửa rau, rửa hoa quả, rửa bát.
When you wash your hair, you will say
gội đầu,
literally to wash one's head, not
gội tóc.
2.
Bận.
The verb
bận
precedes another verb or a phrase.
Mình đang bận làm bài tập về nhà.
I'm busy doing homework.
Chị ấy bận viết luận án từ gần một năm nay.
She has been busy writing her dissertation for almost a year. 3.
Gửi.
In conversational Vietnamese, the verb
gửi
as a polite word may convey the sense of to pay.
Anh cho tôi gửi 500.000 đồng, tôi vay của anh tuần trước.
Let me pay you back 500,000 dong I borrowed from you last week. 4.
Tiền.
The noun
tiền
is placed before a verb or a noun to denote the fee, the tuition, the rent, or payment for something, whereas English uses different words.
Tiền ăn,
the payment for meals.
Tiền nhà,
rent.
Tiền học,
tuition.
Tiền lương,
salary.
Tiền bữa sáng,
the payment for breakfast.
Tiền bữa tối,
the payment for dinners.
Tiền thưởng,
award. 5.
Càng, càng.
This construction is used before two adjectives or adverbs to indicate that the increase or decrease in amount or degree of something affects the increase or decrease in amount or degree of something else. It is similar to the English the, the.
Càng sớm, càng tốt.
The sooner, the better.
Càng nghĩ đến chuyện này, chị ấy càng buồn.
The more she thought about it, the more upset she became. 6.
Là.
The verb
là
links two verb phrases to convey the sense that it only takes a small amount of time to do something that expected, or a person needs only to do something easy to have a result.
Đi mấy phút là đến.
It takes just a few minutes to walk, and you will be there.
Đi thêm một quãng nữa là đến.
You will walk just a short distance and will be there.
Trông là nhận ra ngay.
Just look at it, a person, and you will recognize it, the person. 7.
Liệu.
The word
liệu
is placed at the beginning of a question to express the speaker's uncertainty about something.
Liệu có đủ thời gian không?
Will we have enough time to do so many things?
Liệu chị ấy có đồng ý không?
I'm not sure whether she will agree with us. 8.
Diễn ra
and
xảy ra. Diễn ra,
meaning to take place, is used for events which are planned in advance.
Xảy ra,
in the sense of to happen, is used chiefly for something unpleasant or dangerous which happens unexpectedly. Both
diễn ra
and
xảy ra
usually come before the subject.
Tháng 12 năm ngoái, tại Hà Nội, đã diễn ra cuộc hội thảo quốc tế về Việt Nam học.
The International Conference on Vietnamese Studies took place in Hanoi last December.
Hôm qua, ở ngã tư này, xảy ra tai nạn ô tô.
A car accident occurred at this intersection yesterday. 9. Vietnamese,
meeting,
and English, meeting. The noun,
meeting,
came into Vietnamese from English via French. Its meaning in Vietnamese, however, differs from the English meeting. In Vietnamese,
meeting
means rally.
Thành phố tổ chức meeting chào mừng ngày Quốc khánh mùng 2 tháng 9.
A rally commemorating the Independence Day, literally the national holiday on the 2nd of September, was organized by the city's government. The English noun meeting is
cuộc họp, buổi họp
in Vietnamese.